Entrepreneurs, small business owners, professionals who seek excellence, bringing the business classroom to you. It's the Business Builders Show. Here's Marty Wolf.
We still got a long way to go. Yes, we all got a long way to go.
Welcome to our show. I am Marty Wolf, your host for the Business Builders Show. Joining me is my sidekick, Mr. Kerry Carney. Hi, Kerry. Welcome back.
Hello, Marty. It's great to be back.
You're on special assignment. We mentioned Tom and I. We mentioned you're on special assignment last week.
Yes, I was. Yes, so I was. A very special assignment.
And welcome back.
Thank you.
And, of course, we're joined with our producer, whatever the right words are, Tom Jenkins.
How you doing, Marty?
Good to have you here, Tom, too.
Good to be here.
Another member of our team, Dr. Tony Massari, will be offering his comments later in the show. As a reminder, our show is for entrepreneurs, small business people, and professionals who seek excellence. We offer tips to help you build your business on the topics of technology, innovation, finance, leadership, personal development, and sales and marketing. We are working very hard to earn your trust so we can be a valuable source of information to help you build your business and your career. Today, our special guest is Dan Thurman. My interview with Dan was one of the most inspiring discussions I have had with a guest since we started the show, Tom and Kerry.
He's that type of guy.
Really got me thinking about a lot of things, specifically about living on purpose and what that really means. Now, Dan and I also talked about the work he did recently. He entertained the troops overseas, and we talked about that. This also got me thinking about veterans and some things else that we can do or talk about that would support them. In relation to that, Kerry and Tom, you know, we have a relationship with Dennis Davis, who has a company called Metafrazo, and Dennis is helping to connect veterans to great employers. So Dan made me think of veterans. My work with Dennis has been fascinating. We're also going to be talking about leadership in a crisis, because there are some things going on in our world today in terms of business and otherwise that I think we have some things we'd like to share with you. But before we get to our interview with Dan, Kerry, I'd like to talk about an article from the Wall Street Journal that was titled, More Young Veterans Taking the Entrepreneurial Path. Now, this show is for entrepreneurs, so I think that's related, don't you guys think?
Absolutely.
I think this connects well. And so there's some information here, and it says, while companies like Starbucks and Walmart have recently pledged to hire more veterans, new research suggests a growing number of young veterans would rather work for themselves. I like that. That's cool. That's good stuff.
The numbers in there were interesting that, you know, we've been steadily at a 7% unemployment rate since 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, veteran business owners starting businesses was about 7.1. So I thought there was a little bit of an analogy or something that we could draw from there.
Yes. Unemployment rate is high.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the things, and they actually mentioned it, is some of the things driving entrepreneurship might be that it's hard to find work.
Yes.
That could be part of it, although it's been pretty steady. A lot of military people do, in fact, start businesses, and there's some huge statistics from World War II and the Korean War and in terms of people who went on to build great, great businesses. But another factor that is impacting this, probably, is that there are a lot of schools, universities, different programs that are helping veterans with entrepreneurship training. And one that we're going to talk about today, Kerry, is, mm-hmm. and I didn't know this existed. I'm not a veteran, so I'm so happy we can share this. For those who may not know this, there's the Institute for Veterans and Military Families at Syracuse University. And they have, let's see here, Kerry, before I move on to that actual survey, I want to make sure we hit a couple of
points. Let me jump in here about something
you said.
Go ahead. Veterans do. That was something you said. They do. And as being in the military, you have to do specific things.
Mm-hmm.
So they are in a mode of doing. So yes. I think it's a logical progression. And then combined with how we've given statistics over the course of the year, as to entrepreneurship and small business is the backbone of the USA.
That's correct.
So it seems like a perfect fit. They are doers, and the entrepreneurship is the goal, is really going to drive USA, and has been.
Another point that you can refer to in terms of a website is something called VetNet. VetNet, and I found this information that we're going to talk about in a minute there. But have you heard of this company, guys? Stumpy's Custom Guns Incorporated.
Not till I read the article.
I've heard of them before. Tell us about Stumpy's Custom Guns Incorporated. Who was that started by?
It was started by a gentleman named...
Two gentlemen named Johnny Morris.
Morris and Lang.
And Brad Lang.
Brad Lang, yes.
And so they were injured in the war, correct?
Yes, one gentleman lost one leg. Mr. Morris lost one leg, and Mr. Lang lost both legs.
Therefore, the marketing genius of Stumpy's Custom Guns Incorporated. Now, Tom, our producer, has got a big smile on his face and saying, that's pretty cool. not how they came up, got to the name, but
the name, yeah.
The name that they're actually able to look at it from that angle and smile about it and say, hey, you know what? It is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard them. I don't know where I've heard them. I've seen them on the national news, I think. So, but here's what it says in terms of them starting their business. They said, in the Marines, you do what you're told, when you're told, and you don't ask questions, Mr. Morris said from Stumpy's Custom Guns. And he said, we got tired of working for the man, so we went to work for the dude.
I love that. I love that.
Isn't that great?
And obviously, both gentlemen are very, very knowledgeable on weaponry, rifles, pistols, that type of thing, militia.
Check out their website. It's really cool. So we mentioned the Institute for Veterans and Military Families at Syracuse University. AHAV, in quotes, I guess their theme is, in service to those who have served. Very good. And they have the title that I mentioned, the title of this. It's the Introduction to Business Ownership, and it's geared towards, obviously, veterans. Here's some topics that they cover. Business ownership as a bridge to civilian life. And they talk about the moment of truth. What is entrepreneurship, and who are entrepreneurs? Another thing they talk about in here is relating military skills and service to business ownership. How military skills and service translate into business ownership. Another topic, finding and acting on the right opportunity. There are companies like, let's see, go back to the article, Carrie, companies that are offering special deals in terms of franchising, and where are those?
7-Eleven was one, Amoco Transmissions. They had a couple in
that. There are franchises that are offering special deals to military. So we're going to run out of time, Carrie, on this segment. I want to make sure that people, military folks and their families, know about the Institute for Veterans and Military Families at Syracuse University, in service to those who have served. I think it's great that we can talk about this on a show for entrepreneurs and business people, because we want to do all we can to help veterans succeed. So, we're kind of wrapping up the first segment. We will be right back with our special guest, Mr. Dan Thurman. You're listening to the Business Builders Show.
Bringing the business classroom to you. It's the Business Builders Show with Marty Wolf. Presenting the thought leaders of today. It's the Business Builders Show with Marty Wolf.
Welcome back to the Business Builders Show. Our special guest today is Dan Thurman. Hi, Dan. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, Marty. Great to be with you.
I'm honored. Dan Thurman is the author of two books, a renowned speaker and a recognized expert in delivering peak performances on stage and in the workplace. As president of Motivation Works, Incorporated, he has worked with hundreds of clients and delivered thousands of keynote presentations on six continents. Dan helps organizations and individuals implement action plans and move confidently through work and life transitions. A recent inductee to the prestigious Speakers Hall of Fame, Dan's programs have educated and uplifted Fortune 500 companies, international audiences, and even troops on the front lines of battle in Afghanistan and Iraq. And that was fascinating in the book, Dan. I hope we can talk about that. Dan's philosophy can be summarized by the title of his latest book, Off Balance on Purpose. Subtitle, Embrace Uncertainty and Create a Life You Love. And that's where we're going to spend most of our time today. So welcome again, Dan, to the Business Builder Show.
Great job, Marty. Thanks.
Okay. Fascinating book. I did read it, loved it. A lot of work went into it, so I'm going to compliment you on it. What do you mean? It's going to start right at the beginning here. What do you mean when you say we should stop striving for balance and live off balance on purpose? Help me out.
Yeah, help you out, because you know what I encountered working in corporate America and various organizations is that people always said, you know what, we believe in work-life balance, we're trying to help people achieve it, but the problem is you never achieve work-life balance or life balance. Life is fluid, life is constantly in transition and change, and in fact, off balance is not only our natural state. I mean, every day you're off balance in some way, invested in some meaningful task or project or situation in front of you, and you must be off balance in order to learn, in order to grow, in order to improve yourself in any meaningful way. And so what happens is when we say, gosh, we just need to get balance, we need to find balance, we're striving for something unattainable and also burdening ourselves with the additional guilt for not having it. And so what I'm trying to do is to liberate my audiences and the organizations that I work with from trying to pursue that unachievable future state, because life's not a hypothetical future. It's an undeniable present. It's happening all around you and right now. And once we can embrace that uncertainty and the reality, we can be on purpose. Off balance on purpose has two intentional meanings. The first, that it's deliberate. It's intentional. You're choosing the directions that you head and where you invest yourself. And secondly, that you bring a sense of purpose and mission and meaning to what you do every day.
But now, wait a minute, Dan. I've been trained. I've been taught. I've read books. I've gone to seminars. And I was taught that living in balance is important. Have I been wrong? Help me out again.
Well, you know, balance is something we do. It's actually a verb. It's you're in the process of balancing every single day. That's the way to look at it. You know, we make adjustments, we make changes, we make decisions about how we spend our time, our money, our energy, who we're going to be with, what we're working on, what we're thinking. Right? And that's all the process of balancing, of making those adjustments, attuned to what matters most in your life, for sure. But to say that you have balance is really something you can only evaluate over a longer period of time, and it's not something you experience moment to moment.
So when you're writing a book, you may in fact have to spend special time, and I think you like to write in the morning, if I remember correctly,
That's right.
And that may take you away from something else. Am I on the right track?
Right. Anyway, for example, when I wrote my book, Off Balance on Purpose, it's a huge commitment, as you said. You know, and writing a book gives you a great appreciation for reading a book, because you realize you can digest someone's life experience and years, literally, of their life in a matter of hours or days. And so what I decided was, look, we're going to follow through with this project. I did write in the mornings. At the time, my kids were fairly young, and I realized, you know, I had to get up before they did in order to make meaningful progress. And so it was literally a daily grind, almost every day, of 2 to 3 hours in the early mornings, just chipping away and moving through the outline, which I carefully had crafted. And that project is done, and that allows me to shift and focus in other areas.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take you off script a little bit, because I want to talk about this. You decided to do something however long ago. I should know the answer to that. You actually went overseas and worked with the troops. You took away time from your career, I guess, in terms of being focused. Tell me about that experience.
Yeah, it was hugely important to me. I've always been a huge supporter of our military. I respect and admire the commitment and the time and the investment of your life that our troops, the men and women, the brave heroes who go overseas and represent our country and, you know, fight for our freedom. I know I'm not going to do that personally, but this was a way that I could contribute in my own way, which involved blocking an entire month And during this month, we visited 6 different countries. We did over 25 shows. In some of the places, we were in areas where they had never had entertainment before. Mm. Literally, our audiences had been up all night raiding bomb factories and were just, you know, in these strange conditions. But I was traveling with 3 friends of mine who are also communicators and performers, mm-hmm. sort of from the entertainment world, and we put on a phenomenal show that allowed them an opportunity to escape for a brief time from their environment and just laugh and enjoy and reconnect. And you know, you go over there thinking, I really want to give something back. I want to do my part. But what you realize, it just proves one of my life mottos, is that it's impossible to give more than you receive. And what I found is, in return, I got the most amazing life experience and education. And everywhere we went, we learned, and people just said, let us teach you, let us show you. They made us feel phenomenal every step of the way.
You wrote some things down in a journal. Can you remember some of the things that you talked about and you wrote in your journal that you can share with us?
Well, you know, there were some moments that were just hugely gratifying. When you're performing for an audience or entertaining or speaking, you always love the feedback that you get, mm-hmm. which is, you know, thank you, we had a great time, we enjoyed that, I learned some things that I can apply to my life lessons or improve my business. Mm-hmm. But there it was different. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, something like, I was in a firefight this morning, and you helped me forget about that for an hour and a half. Thank mm-hmm. you so much. Or, mm-hmm. or I really felt saddened because I was so disconnected from my family, and I needed that laughter. I had one gentleman tell me, you know, I needed a laugh today. I needed this uplifting experience because 3 days ago I talked to my son, who's 4 years old, and he said, Daddy, if you'll come home, I just promise I'll be good.
Wow.
And so, you know, here he was off balance in this huge way, unable to explain his absence. You know, and that goes to one of the things I talk about, which is lifelines. How mm-hmm. do you connect the work you do to the people you care about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, balance books tell you you need to keep everything separate, compartmentalize your life, and make sure you don't spend too much time in one area, you protect it from another area, which is unachievable, again, because we're always transitioning between experiences, and our thinking is really where that happens. And so we're always thinking about different aspects. So what I want to do is connect the things that matter most.
Right.
For example, when I went overseas, my kids were hugely behind it. One of the commitments I made right away was I shaved my head as soon as I got there so I'd look like my audience.
Wow.
And my son did the exact same thing.
Wow.
And so here he was, you know, we both had the buzz cut growing out at the same length, so we were connected. We stayed in touch via email, and more than that, they understood the reasons behind my absence. And I think that's something everyone can do, regardless of your line of work,
yes.
is to include the purpose of your work mission and
yes.
share that with the people you care about and care for, so that they feel invested in it as well.
So important. And we have so much to talk about. We're kind of wrapping up the first part of our interview. Dan, how do we connect with you, Dan? What's your website?
My website is just my name, danthurmon.com, T-H-U-R-M-O-N. And there's some great videos there where you can see examples of me in action. And I kind of deliver a unique keynote presentation because I leverage my background as an acrobat, professional juggler, and unicyclist. So there's some great videos there to check out as well to help illustrate these concepts
yes.
in a very visual and engaging way.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we will be right back. We're with Dan Thurmon. We'll be right back on the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Bringing the business classroom to you. It's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf. Informing, educating, and encouraging. The Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Welcome back to the Business Builder Show. We are speaking with Dan Thurmon, and Dan's book is Off Balance on Purpose, with subtitle being Embrace Uncertainty and Create a Life You Love. Fascinating discussion. Dan, this book challenged me in a lot of ways, but you said something, I need an explanation. You said, not enough time is not the problem. You know, I run out of time. At least I think I do, Dan. So help me out.
you know what? It is true that all of us have limited constraints of time. We feel that on a daily basis. That's our reality. We live there. We're pushed by the clocks. We're pushed by the schedules. But what I want to challenge you about specifically is using that as an excuse. You know, people mm-hmm. say, I would love to do that. I'd love to pursue those things in life. I would accomplish more. I would become more successful, but for the constraints of the time.
Mm.
And we use time as a crutch
as a scapegoat
instead of using it as a tool.
Mm.
And so it's a mental shift that, you know, you've heard it said, everybody has the same amount of time.
Mm.
And it's true. Whether you're, you know, a high level achiever or the CEO of a company or a ruler of some, you know, country somewhere in the world, we all have the same amount of time,
mm-hmm.
24 hours a day. What we need to realize is that the way we use that time and the way we focus that time is the key.
Mm.
So it really comes down to that sense of purpose, which for me is about, you know, what is your overall purpose? What are you here to achieve in life?
Mm-hmm.
But more than that, what are you specifically trying to accomplish today?
Mm-hmm.
And once we get clear on that in terms of priorities, and we're able to separate the distractions
mm-hmm.
From the opportunities.
So you talk about your work, your relationships, your health, your spiritual growth, your personal interest. And then in terms of what you just said, in terms of our time, you talk about making what you call supercharged choices. Tell me more about that. What do you mean?
A supercharged choice is spending your time in a way that you're not just working on one of your life spheres. You mentioned them: work, relationships, health, spiritual growth, personal interests. But you're saying, how do I connect those things? See, what we're talking about here is not work-life balance. It's integration
mm.
of what matters most
mm-hmm.
in meaningful ways.
Mm-hmm.
And so how can I pursue my work endeavors while doing something I'm hugely interested in? It becomes a vital part of my life. And maybe at the same time, I'm also performing some great good in the world, and I'm achieving some spiritual growth along the way because of that and how I interact with others.
Mm.
Or, you know, and you think of fitness. Everybody says, oh gosh, I need to get in the gym and I need to work out, or I just wish I had more time to exercise. Well, exercise can be a huge benefit. It can help us get energy in our
mm-hmm.
life that we can use in innumerable ways, but it can also be drudgery.
Mm-hmm.
And what research has proved is that exercise can help you reduce stress in your life, but only if it is exercise that you truly enjoy.
There's a big difference.
Right?
Big
and
difference.
So for me, one of the things that I do, believe it or not, is mountain unicycling.
Yes.
Right? So I go, you know, every week or so with a friend of mine who I went to high school with, up into the trails here in Georgia where I live, mountain trails, off-road on unicycles, which, believe me, is a huge and incredible workout.
I can imagine.
But it's also something that it's exciting to me. It's fun. It's part of my interests. I'm doing it with a friend of mine, and so we have that relationship component going on. And so now that's a supercharged choice because it's firing on in multiple spheres at once and connecting those lifelines.
That's total integration. You mentioned the unicycle. You have a YouTube video out. Tell people how they can find that YouTube video. You know what I'm referring to.
Yeah, well, I have a lot of videos.
Yes.
Some are on my website. Others, if you go to YouTube/Dan Thurman, again, DanThurmon, you'll see my channel, and I would suggest you subscribe to that channel because we're uploading new content all the time.
Yes.
But what I illustrate is this concept of off-balance on purpose, and
yes.
There's no better way to do it than on a 6-foot unicycle.
It's profound.
What you do is actually, in order to go forward, in order to pursue progress on a unicycle, you literally have to lean forward first before you even start pedaling and start falling toward your face.
Yes.
And so that's scary, and that's, you know, a little uncomfortable. But what I say is, if you limit yourself to what's comfortable, you deny yourself what's possible.
Yes.
And so the idea of being off balance on purpose, leaning into that uncertainty, is really about pushing yourself into situations for the right reasons that allow you to feel that sense of excitement, and then you will follow through by driving through with action. In the case of the unicycle, you know, you're steering and you're pedaling in order to get where you're going.
You've made a lot of great choices. You have a great career. I love the book. I love the videos that you have on your website. So you seem to have reached a certain level, and I feel like I have some level of success. So when should I feel like I made it? When should I feel like I've reached my full potential, or do I ever, Dan?
You know, that was the first time that ever came up for me was when I was in elementary school. My teachers would say to my parents, "He's just not reaching his full potential."
Okay.
And it bugged me then, and I thought about it my whole life. And when I wrote this book, there's a chapter in there called "You'll Never Reach Your Full Potential."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's true. You won't.
Yes.
Because, again, there's always new room to grow, to learn, to love, to create. And so I like to think of our personal potential as limitless. You have an infinite capacity to improve yourself in any number of those spheres: your work, your relationships, your health, your spiritual growth, your personal interests. In fact, when you ask people who are experts at what they do,
mm-hmm.
you ask them what percentage of your field or your skill or your body of knowledge do you think that you understand, or do you think that you know at this point? It's interesting, when you study the research, mm-hmm. people who know the most think they know the smallest percentage.
Interesting.
They think they know the least because they realize that every time you uncover a new awareness or a new understanding or a new ability, there's something beyond it.
There's always
a new way to apply that or a new question that comes to mind. And so I don't say that you'll never reach your full potential to discourage you or to in some way say, you always have to be striving for more. What I'm trying to do is to help you understand that there's always a new opportunity to grow and to discover more of who you are and to contribute in an even greater way to the world.
Always a new opportunity. We've got about a minute left, Dan, but I want to make sure we talk about something else in terms of integration. And you talk about rest being important and sometimes slowing down. Talk to me about that.
Well, rest is vital, and we find ourselves ill-prepared for the next challenge. I want you to be better, not just today, not just tomorrow, but 10 years from now. Well, in order to be successful at anything over a longer period of time, you need to build in those periods of renewal and rest. It's not about the pace. We push ourselves to increase our pace. And what I say is, no matter how much is going on, back to the juggling analogy, no matter how much you're juggling, what jugglers realize is there's space between the throws and catches. There's space between our thoughts and our actions. And ironically, when we slow down just a little bit, we begin to notice those spaces. And those are the opportunities for rest, for renewal, for refocusing on what's truly important.
And speaking of juggling, Dan, we need to wrap up. We've been speaking with Dan Thurman. His book is Off Balance on Purpose, Embrace Uncertainty and Create the Life You Love. Dan, thank you so much for being on the Business Builders Show.
Thank you, Marty. Have an awesome day.
Presenting the thought leaders of today, it's the Business Builders Show with Marty Wolf. Presenting the thought leaders of today, it's the Business Builders Show with Marty Wolf.
Tom, let's wrap up our discussion with Dan Thurman by going to our commentary by Dr. Tony Massari.
Hi, I'm Tony Massari with a thought about innovation. Dan Thurman looks at the world through a different lens. He lives his life off balance, on purpose. During his conversation with Marty, he put several interesting ideas on the table. Don't try to balance life and work. It's not possible. The gateway to liberation is uncertainty. It's impossible to give more than you receive. Feedback fuels creativity. Connect the work you do to the people you care about. Time is not an excuse or a crutch. It's a tool. Use it wisely. Separate distractions from opportunities. In order to go forward, you must lean forward into change. If you limit yourself to what's comfortable, you deny yourself what's possible. Tap into the infinite capacity to improve yourself by taking chances, making mistakes, pushing yourself, recovering with new knowledge, and embracing uncertainty. The way I see it, Dan Thurman is part mensch and part Yoda. He is the Bart Connor of motivational speakers. He is creative, innovative, and original in his counterintuitive approach to life and work. An adaptation of the words of a great performer, Judy Garland, apply to this man and his method. Dan Thurman is a first-rate version of himself. instead of a second-rate version of someone else. For me, that's a classic example of America at its best. For Marty Wolf and the Business Builder Show, I'm Tony Massari with America at its best.
Thanks, Tony, for another great commentary. Carrie, keeping with our theme of our lessons from Dan Thurman, I thought of something. I thought, you know, some businesses are off balance today.
Yes.
Not necessarily on purpose.
Yes.
There is a lot of things happening in our world today that is requiring leadership, whether you are in a very big company or you're an entrepreneur with a small business, and you need to embrace uncertainty and think about how you're going to live and lead on purpose. And so I did some research and found an article from Bill George, who wrote a book called True North, and he's the former CEO of Medtronic. And he wrote about leadership in a crisis, how to be a leader. And he has some lessons that I think are valuable. First one is, leaders must face reality. Now, all that really means is you've got to kind of go deep. You've got to figure out, well, what's the real cause? What's the root cause of the issue? What's the whole truth? In Good to Great by Jim Collins, he talks about facing the brutal facts of reality. And a lot of people talk about Jim Collins and Good to Great, the brutal facts of reality. Bill George is saying the same thing. You need to face what are the facts. Another lesson. No matter how bad things are, they will get worse.
If you don't look in the mirror.
If you don't look at the mirror,
and
in the mirror.
Address the issues.
If you don't address the issues, and if you don't underestimate the problem. Sometimes we do. And that's an opportunity. Now, one of the key lessons when you're struggling is to look at your costs. Look at restructuring your costs and reducing your costs. Because if you do that, then you'll be kind of primed for when an opportunity comes up. That makes sense, I think. Another lesson is, he calls it, build a mountain of cash and get to the highest hill. And all he means is, in business, especially when you're struggling, cash is king. You have to be able to answer the question, if you're going to weather this storm, do you have enough cash?
In the first part of that, Marty, he talks about, in good times, leaders worry about earnings per share and revenue growth than they do about their balance sheet. If everything's good, you just know it's good. You're not really analyzing where it's coming from. But when things start to tighten up, that's when you're forced. So if you could have that discipline.
Yes.
To continually look at where the cash is coming from, you'll find opportunities and head off crisis.
Excellent lesson. Another thought from Bill George is, he calls it, get the world off your shoulders. As entrepreneurs, we tend to want to fly solo.
Atlas.
Yes, that is a mistake. You don't want to do that when things are tough. You want to ask for help. You want to take people in your confidence. It's, first of all, very healthy for you individually, but it's more importantly for your entire organization. That's very, very important.
It gets
important.
Back to what Covey says, interdependence. If you're depending on your team, if you're sharing openly and honestly with integrity, you will find these small road bumps and you will accomplish them quickly. They won't turn into massive chasms or hills.
Our friend Waldo Waldman, who will be on the show in two or three more weeks, you know, he wrote a book called Never Fly Solo.
Correct.
And, of course, that's from a military point of view, but that's the same lesson. Just don't fly solo, especially when things are tough. Now, he talks about being in combat. I guess that would be when things are tough. Another lesson is, before asking others to sacrifice, first volunteer yourself. Now, what does that mean? I see heads nodding. Okay, talk to me, Carrie. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been through it a couple times, and, you know, the owner had asked everybody to tighten up their belt and count the nails and staples, and in drives a brand new Lexus. And it kind of, you know, throws the troops off when the guy at the helm, his choice. But if you're trying to set a role model and, you know, you're trying to lead, you can't, you know, have the opulence and ask everybody else to pinch pennies.
If we keep talking about people being our greatest asset, then live it. Talk about it. You can't veer from your values when things are tough. You have to share the load, and you have to volunteer and look for ways that you can really make some sacrifices. And then, yes, it's okay to share it with the troops, because then, in fact, you would might be inspiring them to count the staples and the paper clips and to reduce and things like that. But a key rule in sales is go first.
Yes, always be the go-giver. Go first.
You take the first step. Never waste a good crisis. That's an interesting thought process, because, Carrie, you kind of alluded to it before. When things get tough, maybe there were some things that you should have changed anyhow, but you didn't because things were rolling along. Now comes a crisis, and you go, oh, boy. You know, let's take a closer look. And you're looking at that cash, and you're looking at a lot of things that you should have changed. It's an opportunity. Seize the moment.
Especially if you have a kind of a high turnover rate. People will be coming in, and they'll think, well, this is the way we've always done it. And they may be modeling when cash was flush.
Yes. Yes. And last lesson, this is kind of counterintuitive to what we're talking about. It says, be aggressive in the marketplace. Don't just sit back. Make things happen. Create changes. Now, here's a lesson we learned. I think it was from Mark Sanborn, and I'm not going to get it quoted exactly. But in times of crisis, stop throwing cash at problems and try to be creative. There are so many things that you can do in times of turmoil that don't cost much or don't cost anything. And a key lesson in there is to go to the folks who work with you, your team, anyone involved with you. Look for a solution. So these have been lessons in leadership in a crisis, and they came directly from Bill George, who is author of True North and the former CEO of Medtronic. So we need to wrap up, Carrie and Tom. So folks, thanks for being part of the Business Builder Show. We appreciate you taking time to be with us. Thank you, Dan Thurman, for being our special guest. And remember to go to Dan's website, which is danthurman.com, and that's T-H-U-R-M-O-N, danthurman.com, to sign up for his newsletter and to subscribe to his YouTube channel. Carrie and Tom, as always, thanks for your help and support.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Dr. Tony Massari, always a great commentary. Next week, our special guest will be Terry Brock. Terry, along with his co-author Gina Carr, has written an exceptional book on the title Clout, K-L-O-U-T. If you don't know what that is and you want some solid lessons, you want to join us. You can find all our shows. They're archived at businessbuildersglobal.com. We do our best on the Business Builder Show so you can do your best. We look forward to being with you next week on the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf. Thanks for listening and have a great week.
Bringing the business classroom to you. It's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf